Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today in the studio, I have three very talented people who are going to tell us about a passion for a wonderful new community resource in the city of Astoria, the Astoria Dog Park. So these fabulous people are with the Astoria Dog Park Friends. They are essentially the founding committee, core committee members, working with Astoria Parks and Recreation to establish a dog park here in Astoria. In this studio, I have Sheila Beveridge. She is doing communications and is a core committee member. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
I'm so glad to have you here in the studio today. And I also have Leslie Long. She is a core committee member. Hi, Leslie.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And we don't have any dogs in here, darn it. Okay. And we have Gino Feline. Hi, Gino.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you here. And you all have dogs.
Yes.
Yes, all right. We will talk about dogs later, but now... why don't we start the show by talking a little bit about each one of you. Sheila, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Sheila Beveridge. A lot of people know me as Sheila Harper. I have grown up in Astoria, and I've been a massage therapist for the last 15 years, and I love Astoria, and I feel so lucky to live here.
Yes, and you have a dog.
Dog named Sunshine. She's a little baby corgi. Well, okay. I call her little baby corgi because she's really small.
Okay, and she probably has you as well.
Absolutely.
Our dogs own us. And Gino, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I've been coming to Astoria with my partner for about 14 years and with the intent of moving here permanently, and we were able to do that 2.5 years ago. And we brought our dog, Merlin. He's an English Bull Terrier, and he's a real character. And
he's a star.
He is.
He is.
Little rock
He's
star.
A star.
But, we love Astoria, and we know Astoria could be better with a place for us to take our pets to socialize with them and have a blast.
Yes, absolutely. Really important. And Leslie, please tell us a little about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised in Astoria. Both of my parents were born and raised in Astoria also. And I took off to Las Vegas for about 25 years and returned in 2010. An interesting story is Sheila's dog, Sunshine, and my dog, Mr. Spock, are siblings. And that's how I met Sheila.
That's right.
And
we were in the Master Gardeners together.
That's correct.
We were both at Master Gardeners.
So I've been a longtime dog owner, lover, and really believe we need an off-leash dog park in Astoria.
Yes, and we're going to talk about the reasons why we need that. You all go to the Warrenton. There's a dog park in Warrenton, which is very beloved.
Carruthers Park.
Yes, and because there is no dog park in Astoria, many, many people in Astoria drive to Warrenton daily.
Twice a day, even.
Really?
Yes, morning and afternoon, you know, or evening. So you can let your dog go. I know we do that a lot. And let the dog, socialize with other pets. And there's really nowhere here you can do that and actually let them off leash so they can fully enjoy themselves. Being on leash, it just, that's not the best way, for a dog to socialize.
Yes, and there's been some research that dog parks are really important. So why a dog park? How did you all form? Because you are now part of a 501c3. You are Astoria Dog Park Friends. And actually the any funds raised are going through the Astoria Parks and Recreation Community Foundation, which is wonderful that you have such support from the city.
Absolutely.
For the dog
We're
park.
We're really grateful for that.
Sure. Right. And you are in the process of fundraising. There's an event coming up on August 9th, which is Sunday. It's Saturday, August 9th, which is when there's a lot happening. It's Regatta weekend. On August 9th from 3 to 8 p.m., you are having a silent auction, an art silent auction, and a recycled art fundraiser at 1062 Marine, which we'll talk about a little later in the program, which is where the old hemp store was next to the Indian restaurant
That's
in the
right.
Sanborn building, which is very exciting. So, but let's go back to the beginning. So we saw the success of Warrenton Dog Park. I know you all have talked to people in Portland. Portland has something like over 32 off-leash dog parks.
That's right.
And why are dog parks important, and why do you think we need one here in Astoria?
Well, dog parks are a really important place for both humans and animals to socialize. It basically helps build strong community ties, community and social ties. I know that I have met so many people there, and it also can become a resource for other dog owners. When you're there, an example is I was at the Warrenton Dog Park one day in the small dog park, and a woman and a man came in with their dog. They'd only had it for about a week, and we were able to talk, and they learned a lot about where to get a trainer, some new ideas about how to socialize their dog who needed some socialization. So it was wonderful because it became, you see when you go there how it has the potential to be a resource to encourage responsible pet ownership and also just educate the public about how to pick up after your dog,
right.
Why that's important. Socialization, connections, to meet other people, and also just to, for the adults and the dog owners, it's a great place to socialize. Some of us, you know, don't take, you know, we aren't necessarily in volleyball or any kind of organized sport, or maybe we're not in theater. It's a, just like a mom's group, it's a place where people socialize and gather around something that we all love and cherish, which
and
is our dogs.
Dad's group, and
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
At Carruthers Park, you know, I know at certain times of the day who I'm going to see there with their pets, you know, and so they plan times after. Right, 9 o'clock is a time. 4 o'clock's another time. 1 o'clock's a, so
yeah.
Depending on your day, you know, kind of the core people you're going to see there and the core pets that have, you know, have already socialized with your dog in the past. And you know, there's other non-pet related benefits to a dog park. You know, one of the things people that come to visit, they need to walk their dog whether there's a dog park or not, so they're going to do that. And if they're forced to go to open grassy areas, they'll find one, but they may not have the resources available to pick up after the dog. They forgot it on the trip, or there's nothing around, so but they still have to do it. So that then we're left, you know, with the result of that. Dog parks not only take care of that, but they also take care of other things like vandalism that may be going on in that community. Carruthers Park had vandalism of their bathrooms. After the dog park went in, it stopped because there's people there all the time. And the vandals or people that would do, you know, negative things don't want to be seen. So, you know, the more you have your community out and involved, the less that's going to happen. And I think that would be a positive benefit for Astoria.
One of the other major benefits to a dog park is that it serves multi-generational populations. So you have young people who are maybe without, you know, haven't gotten married yet, don't have children, but their dogs are an important part of their life. And you also, a dog park will also serve people that are older. I know some of the dog parks, the one in Warrenton specifically, there are people that show up there every day because, you know, maybe they had hip surgery and they can't walk their dog right now, but they still, that doesn't mean their dog doesn't need to be walked. So they're able to take their dog there and exercise their dog in a way that's safe for both them and the dog. And it's also a place I've noticed where maybe those older people don't get out much themselves or don't have much socialization. So it's a really wonderful place for people who may have disabilities or older people to socialize with other people and take care of their dogs. And one of the things I do want to say is that a well-exercised dog is a much healthier dog, and it's going to be less of a nuisance. Dogs need to run, they need to play, and if they're not getting that, that's when you start seeing problems.
Right, socializing problems.
Yeah.
Behavioral problems.
Barking in the backyard, you know, that kind of thing. They need to be able to get that energy out, and when they do have a place to do that in a really great way, then they're happier and healthier. And it makes just for a better environment.
And you all are fortunate because the city of Astoria is behind you on all of this. And in fact, the city will donate land to you once you have completed fundraising,
right,
so that you can build the fences and do the thing. So why don't we talk about how much land is necessary and kind of where are you in the process then of figuring out where it will be?
Well, as far as where it will be, right now, mostly we're focusing on the fundraising.
Right.
We did have some ideas about where it will be, and when we first started this, we were presented with a map of locations in Astoria that were city-owned properties. And Leslie, you were a part of that. You went to see Angela, and she gave you a map. Is that right?
Yes, she gave us a map of the Astoria area in which the city owned the property. So that was like a starting point. Mm. Hey, because they don't want to maintain other property that they're not already maintaining, of course. We want to minimize expenses. So that was our starting point. And we're kind of going through the vetting process.
We've looked at several all across the city. And we're still in the process of doing that. There's a lot of good possibilities, but each has a challenge. And cost is the paramount thing. We want to not only keep the cost of startup down, which would be fencing and actually getting the dog park going, but we want to minimize the ongoing maintenance of what a dog park will cost, you know, community. Because most will have to be paid by fundraising. We don't want to increase maintenance costs for the city.
Yeah, the city is behind it as long as it doesn't cost them a lot of money is the impression I get.
Which is a good way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's completely understandable. So they have said that they're willing to maintain at the level that they're already maintaining. Of course, no park in existence completely 100% pays for itself, but that is also why we will have to, even after a dog park is established, wherever that location ends up being, we will still need to do fundraising from time to time for that.
And when we talked earlier, before we went on the air, it sounded like you need to have about 3/4 acre to have
a decent
dog park. So
you
we're
need
looking
a large and a small dog area. So, you know, when you're splitting a piece of land, it ends up much smaller. So 3/4 to an acre is good.
At this point, then, you are now actively fundraising and mm-hmm. actively seeking volunteers.
Absolutely.
Not only to help with the August 9th event, but also, people who want to engage and get involved with you all, because this is a brand new kind of committee that you have. And so if those of you who are listening have a dog, or if you love dogs, and if you believe this is a worthy cause that you could devote some time and energy to, then you can get in touch with Sheila is doing communications, and you can email astoriadogpark@hotmail.com and ask a question, find out how to reach them, or come on August 9th. And we'll talk about that in just a minute, the August 9th event. So you're right now fundraising, and you're also looking at getting engagement with other community members who care about their pets.
Sure.
And I'm sure you've already had some donations, because when people make a donation, it's a tax deductible. It's a 501c3.
Correct.
When they make the donation, it comes right through the Astoria Parks Recreation Community Foundation.
Right.
And people can make a donation in the name of a beloved pet who maybe is no longer with them.
Yeah.
And so I would think that there will be a lot of people who would want to be involved with this.
Absolutely. We sure hope so. We need people to help us. Right now we've got a core committee of 4 people who are doing a lot of work, and we're mostly organizing this particular fundraiser. But we're going to need to have other fundraisers in the future. We're going to continue to need to do research. We're going to continue to need to figure out our maintenance plan even after a dog park is established. And we do have some resources for that. We have been in touch with the off-leash coordinator in Portland who manages those parks there. There are 32 off-leash dog parks in Portland right now, and so they've become a really wonderful resource for us in the future to be able to contact for any need. But one of the things that they do have is they have a dog park stewardship toolbox kit, and that is something that we're going to need to implement, and we're going to need volunteers for that. But we do currently need volunteers to help us with this fundraiser,
right.
Setup, breakdown, passing out posters mm-hmm. and postcards and advertising and getting the word out. We do need, I would like to see another musician or two. We do have one musician who's going to play for us on that event on August 9th, the second Saturday art walk. We've got Uta and Lucian Swerdlov's daughter playing for us.
Oh, Camilla's going to play.
Camilla's
going to
be
marvelous.
Playing for us from 6 to 7.
Right.
But we'd like to find maybe a violinist or a guitarist to come in and play.
Yeah. From 3 to 5:30, a couple hours.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the Astoria Dog Park, and which is in the process of becoming a reality through the efforts of the Astoria Dog Park Friends under the auspices of the Astoria Parks and Recreation Community Foundation. And my guests are Sheila Beveridge. She handles communications for the Astoria Dog Park Friends. We also have Leslie Long and Gino Feline, who are both core committee members. And you can be part of this committee yourself. If you have a dog, if you know dog, someone who has a dog, if you love dogs, and if you just have some free time and you want to get involved with something that's going to be a really fun and worthy project for the community, then you can reach them at astoriadogpark@hotmail.com or come to their event. So let's talk about how you created this event. What's going to happen on Saturday, August 9th, which is second Saturday.
Right.
It is Art Walk. It is also Astoria Regatta. There's a lot happening. It's very exciting.
Right.
So you have the space where the old hemp store was, and I know they moved to Portland. And so when you talk about an art auction and a recycled art auction, what do you mean?
Well, what we're going to do, we have a lot of wonderful artists that have donated their original signed artwork, and also we've had some anonymous donations of original signed artwork that we are going to do by silent auction. So those particular pieces will have a minimum starting bid, and if you've not ever been to a silent auction before, basically it's a sheet of paper there, and there'll be set numbers starting at a minimum price, and then you write your name next to the dollar value, and as the night progresses, someone keeps writing their name down higher and higher, or there'll be an outright purchase at the bottom of that sheet that if you don't want to go through the whole process and you're willing to pay what we, you know, deem as a maximum donation for that particular piece, you can sign that and it's done for the night. So all the original artwork will go that route, but the other artwork we're receiving, prints and things that people have in their garages and in their closets for years, they're donating. We're going to have individual pricing on that'll all be there for people to just come in and rummage through and find an old treasure for $5 or $10 or whatever it may be, and that is the recycled art part of it. So there's two pieces to it. Yeah, we have some wonderful artwork already. We have signed prints by Bill Dodge, and we have an original by Harry Bennett. We have also many other wonderful artists from in town. We have Marga Stanley and Noel Thomas, Robert Pullman, Charlie Schweiger, the names.
Roger Hayes, I think you said.
Yes,
oh, Nick has donated to.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right. If you
know, Youngquist, right. The names are just.
Okay.
We are actually blown away by the response
it's
that we've
amazing.
Received from the community with the original artwork.
There's
it's going to be phenomenal.
Jane Harrell donated a piece in memory of her dog. She did a beautiful piece of cowboy, and that is probably going to be one of the raffle items. We are also going to have a little bit of a raffle.
Right.
So we'll choose a piece or two to raffle for the Dog Park Friends, and it's going to be really fun. And Marianne Myers has offered to purchase, prepare, and serve the food at the event.
Wow.
So that
hors d'oeuvres,
is
oh,
like that.
She
and
is the best. I love
she
her food.
Is. If you're not familiar with her, she does a little article in Hipfish called Chew on This. So we're pretty excited about that.
Right,
that's wonderful.
We'll have beverages and then again music, and it's just going to be really fun and exciting, and I really hope that a lot of people turn out for this.
Absolutely. I hope so too. I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to see all the artwork. I haven't even seen it all.
People can still donate. If you are listening to this and you are an artist, or you have a piece in your garage or in your attic, as Gina was saying, or something, you just say, I don't need this anymore. I want to donate this for the dog park. I want the dog park to become a reality as soon as possible. So where would they – do they take this to Dots and Doodles?
You can at 303 Marine Drive. It's directly across from Burger King.
Okay.
And we're accepting donations there. We also have – an art wall of many of the original pieces that we're receiving, so you can get a preview of what we're going to have during that silent auction in person at Dots and Doodles. The wall is growing and it looks wonderful. So if you have some free time and you want to see what we're going to have on August 9th, there is a preview at Dots and Doodles at 303 Marine Drive.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and bring anything you have to donate at Dots and Doodles. You can also call either Gino or I, 503-338-8261 for a pickup. Because we realize not everyone can get out and donate that way. But yeah, Dots and Doodles has been great in accepting all of that art, and that is an easy way to just drop it off. And all donations are tax deductible.
And right. Also, Gino is taking pictures of all the original pieces, and he's putting it on our Facebook page.
Right.
So you can preview it.
Right. They're not there yet, but in the next couple of days, we'll have, if you want to follow us on our Facebook page,
it's Astoria Dog Park Friends. And that's our Facebook address, Astoria Dog Park Friends.
Friends with an S. Don't forget the S, Astoria Dog Park Friends.
Yeah, there's a couple other Astoria Dog Parks, mostly in New York. But we have Astoria Dog Park Friends is up and running, not quite a month now, on our Facebook page. And it's been good.
I think that you've made a compelling argument for why we need a dog park. When you take a dog on a leash, yes, they get to smell things in the neighborhood, and that's. But if you have a high-energy dog, that's just not going to be enough. They need to be able to get out and to run and, as you said, to socialize, because I think it's good for them mentally and physically. And, again, for us, too, as creating community. Mm-hmm. When you go to the dog park, what do you enjoy the most about being there?
Well, for me, I have a very social dog. She loves people. She loves dogs. And actually, I have to credit the Warrenton Dog Park with a lot of that, because when I got my puppy, I did a lot of reading about what makes a well-socialized dog and, you know, training and all of that. And one of the things that you're supposed to do when you get a puppy is you're supposed to expose them to a good number of people. Within 3 months to 4 months, they should be exposed to about 100 different people. So that makes them very well socialized so that they won't be afraid of people in the future. So I used to take her to the dog park there in Warrenton, and that helped her to become the well socialized dog that she is now. So when I take her for walks, she meets other dogs and she wants to play with them. And so they'll tangle around in the leashes and they'll toss and turn and they'll get to know each other. But it would be wonderful if we could just, you know, when I go to the Warrenton Dog Park, I like to just, you know, have her off the leash so she can really play with another dog.
And Gina, you've said that, you know what, people and even visitors, they ask for, you know, where is the dog park?
Sure.
And where can I take my dog to run? Because being respectful, we want to clean up after our pets.
Absolutely.
That's a really important thing. And you mentioned that research showed that was a high priority for human beings when they talk about they want trails, they want in a community.
Right.
A dog park is right up there.
Well, planned community has a dog park. It's just part of the thread of the community, where people can be out. And, you know, the dogs are off playing, and in the meantime, the people that have brought their pets are socializing and planning, community planning, and a lot happens there. I mean, that's how we came to be, by going to the dog park with our dogs.
That's how you all met? Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's how it
perfect.
Works.
It's
a great place for people and pets.
Well, and I think the city recognizes that it is an important part of a community now. It's becoming one of those items that a city needs, and it's becoming a well-recognized need in a community. So, and the city council has approved it as one of its fiscal goals. So it is on the agenda. It is a goal, and their research has shown pretty much from the people that we've talked to, both in Bellevue, Washington, and in Portland, and also actually Tessa James Scheller, when I spoke to him about the formulation of a dog park in Warrenton, those cities that have done research, actual community research, have shown that this is a need that is becoming more and more pressing, and more and more people are wanting trails
and dog parks. Yes, indeed, Sheila, research has shown that people want trails and they want dog parks. They want a place to go out and exercise their bodies, be with their best friends, out in a natural setting, in a place where everyone is safe. And I really honor the work that you all are doing. My guests today have been Sheila Beveridge. She is doing communications for the Astoria Dog Park Friends. And you can reach her at astoriadogpark@hotmail.com. And Sheila is on this core committee, along with Leslie Long, who is would love to have more volunteers, more people get involved with the committee. And then we have Gino Fallin, who has also been a guest on the program today. So I want to wrap up by saying that if you want to make a donation to the Astoria Dog Park, you can send a check to the Astoria Parks Recreation Community Foundation at P.O. Box 152 in Astoria. You need to write Dog Park in the notes section so that they know that these funds would be earmarked for the dog park. And also, you can help by going to the fundraiser, the first official kind of fundraiser. I guess the Parks Department did a little run recently. However, this is the big one. This is the Art Silent Auction and Recycled Art Fundraiser, which is happening on Saturday, August 9th from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Old Hemp Store next to the Indian Restaurant on Marine Drive. It's 1062 Marine Drive, which is 11th Street and Marine Drive. And all the proceeds from the sale of the art, from the art auction with original artworks, and from all of the other art that's there, which is coming out of people's basements and attics and whatever, all of these proceeds go toward building a fenced dog park in Astoria. So that's a huge weekend. It's Regatta weekend. It's Second Saturday Art Walk. They are part of Second Saturday Art Walk, too, as you all have mentioned. And so I hope that people will come out for the Astoria Dog Park and that they will support this. And if you are an artist and you have, or if you're just finding something that you no longer wish to have, which you consider a piece of art, you may drop art off at Dots and Doodles until the 31st of July. And then that will help them to have more things for people to bid on and also to sell in the recycled art room. So again, Astoria Dog Park Friends in Astoria, and I want to thank all of my guests, and I want to thank all of you who listen to this program, including four-legged ones who are listening at this very moment. Dogs are important for our mental health, our spiritual health, our physical health. I mean, all the research shows that as well. So I wish you a good day, you and your four-legged companion. And I want to thank so much Kate Brewster, who's been doing the engineering today for this, and also local talented instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, we often hold our breaths. We don't realize that we are holding our breath, but we are. And when you take that deep breath, it reminds you to be present, and then you can focus on all the things that are working well in your life, on the good things. There will always be things that won't be working well. However, stopping and taking a deep breath grounds you in this present moment. Focus on feeling good and on giving yourself a loving and compassionate hug, on appreciating yourself, or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.